When Musa went to meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a tour, and we talked about Musa asking to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we talked about the conversation between Allah and Musa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa, وَمَا أَعْجَلَكَ عَنْ قَوْمِكَ يَا مُوسَى. Why were you in a hurry to meet me and leave your people? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made an appointment with Musa. So Musa is very urgent to go and meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he's going in a hurry. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Musa, وَمَا أَعْجَلَكَ عَنْ قَوْمِكَ يَا مُوسَى. And what made you hasten from your people, O Musa? Musa said, قَالَ هُمْ أُولَيْ عَلَى أَثَرِي وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى. He said, they are close on my footsteps, and I hasten to you, O my Lord, that you might be pleased. So Musa left his people close by, and he went to meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa did not leave his people alone, but he appointed his brother to be the leader in his absence. He appointed Harun, وَخُلُفْنِي فِي قَوْمِي. Be my successor on my people. And he went to meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa what was going on. Musa did not know what was happening. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him what was happening in that same moment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
قَالَ فَإِنَّا قَدْ فَتَنَّا قَوْمَكَ مِنْ بَعْدِكَ وَأَضَلَّهُمُ السَّامِرِيُّ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily we have tried your people in your absence, and a Samiri has led them astray. Allah said, we are putting your people through a test, and a Samiri is leading them astray. This is a man who's called a Samiri from Bani Israel. He has led them astray. What did the Samiri do? A Samiri, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the ability to see something nobody else saw. قَالَ بَصَرْتُ بِمَا لَمْ يَبْصُرُوا بِهِ. I have seen what they were not able to see. What did he see? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was destroying Fir'aun and his army, Jibreel was there. The Mufassirin say that Jibreel, whenever he would step, or his horse would step on a piece of land, life would immediately grow up from that place, from the footstep. As-Samiri saw Jibreel. It's an unusual supernatural ability that a Samiri had. It's a fitna. It's a trial from Allah. So a Samiri went and he picked up some of that dirt from under the footsteps of the horse of Jibreel. And he kept that dirt with him. Then a Samiri told Bani Israel to gather all of the gold that they have brought with them from Egypt. The woman of Egypt, the Egyptian woman, they had their jewelry with the woman of the children of Israel. The woman of the children of Israel somehow had the gold that belonged to the Egyptian woman. They were feeling guilty because of that gold. This gold doesn't belong to us. What shall we do with it? They had a feeling of guilt. As-Samiri suggested that they gather all of this gold together and they burn it. And then they made out of it a calf, ajl. And what did As-Samiri do? He threw that dirt that he had with him in the gold. So it was mixed with the gold, and they molded out of that gold the shape of ajl, calf. Somehow, that calf would make a sound, khawar, which is the sound of a cow, as if it was alive. Some of the commentators of Quran say that what As-Samiri did, he made a hole throughout the inside of the animal, so wind would go in, it would make a breezing or whistling sound, so the people would think it's alive. Some of them would say somehow it was a miracle, and because of that dirt in it, it had some sort of life in it. It wasn't alive, but it was making some sound. It was making a sound. And this was a fitna for Bani Israel. When they saw this calf made out of gold, making this sound, As-Samiri told them, this is your God. So they started worshipping it. And they were making sujood and ibadah to the calf. They were worshipping it. Musa told his people that I'm going to be absent for how long? 30 days. Because the appointment in the beginning was 30. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa, add another 10 days. Bani Israel did not know that the appointment was changed. Musa did not tell them about the change in time. So they thought it was 30 days. 30 days passed, 31 days passed, 32 days passed. Where is Musa? They said, Musa forgot where his God is. He got lost. He did not know that his God is right here. فَنَسِيَ. He forgot. And that they added another evidence. Number one is that this calf is making this special sound. Number two, Musa said he's going to be absent for 30 days, and now he's absent for more than 30 days. They said, هَذَا إِلَهُكُمْ وَإِلَهُ مُوسَى فَنِسِي. This is your God and the God of Musa, but he forgot. So this is the story behind the calf, and we'll get back to that in the end of the story. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.